not surprisingly, I guess, and sad, that when Garth Brooks announced that he was performing at this morning's inauguration, a lot of people didn't react well, very classy.
This is not a political statement. This is a statement of unity. This is history, and it's an honor to get to serve. This is kind of how I get to serve this country. You are all welcome at a Garth Brooks concert. And then the whole mission of a Garth Brooks concert is for the people that come watch this show to leave this show loving each other more than when they came in.
Sounds pretty good to us. Not so fast. Welcome to John Tammy in the Morning on 103.7 KSON.
All right. We do have a high wind warning in effect until 10 o'clock tonight. It's 50-mile-an-hour wind gusts. It's really, really windy, so keep that in mind. Look for highs today in the 60s to low 70s. And on and off throughout the day, we also have a chance for a shower or two.
So, Garth Brooks saying words like unity. It's my duty. I'm honored. I want people to be together like a Garth Brooks concert. Tammy, can you see anything wrong with those comments?
No, it's pretty much his song, We Shall Be Free.
Right? It's pretty much what we might probably need to heal this damaged time that we're in. However, many, many people had many, many horrible things to say about Garth Brooks, of course, as you can understand, on social media. So we thought we would have neighbor Gary come in and give some of the highlights or lowlights, if you will.
Another adventure with neighbor Gary. Gary, Gary, his neighbor Gary.
This week's adventure, neighbor Gary reads idiotic Facebook comments about Garth Brooks performing at the inauguration.
There's always someone behind a keyboard somewhere, and Gary's going to give us the lowdown.
Has been Garth Brooks. The intrusion need the money.
Yes. Has been Garth Brooks. Okay. Secondly, Garth and Trisha need the money. No one gets paid to perform at the inauguration.
And secondly, Garth Brooks has a net worth of $400 million. Trisha Yearwood has a net worth of $45 million. Together combined, they are worth almost a half of $1 billion. Next, neighbor Gary.
He's a liberal. Of course he'll do it.
Garth Brooks was quoted as saying, I'll probably be the only Republican there. If people read the story under all these Facebook comments, they would have seen that.
And real quickly here, Garth was asked to be part of the Trump inauguration, but he was in the middle of a two-week tour in Cincinnati. Sold out shows, couldn't do it.
So strike that one down as completely bogus as well.
If you wanted to serve your country, why don't you donate some of those big bucks you have to COVID-19 victims? Or better yet, join the military the way you're supposed to serve.
This one's my favorite. Garth's history of philanthropy is well
huge.
Known. And also, depending on what branch of the military you choose to serve in, the maximum age of joining is 39 years old. Some younger, but that's the maximum age of wanting to join up for service. I did something that's kind of strange to these trolls. I fact-checked. Garth Brooks is 58 years old. Not too hard to find that information. Garth Brooks can't sign up for active military duty. You're a troll. Let's move on.
Garth who? More like Barth Brooks.
Okay, was that a kid? Was that a 13-year-old who wrote that one? I think it is.
Maybe it's my inner Beavis and Butthead, but I actually chuckled at that one. It's completely disrespectful, but come on. Barf okay. Brooks. One more, neighbor Gary.
He's a grown-ass man. If he wants to perform, it's his choice. Tell him it's sure this world has become judging other people for their choices.
Wait a second. Yeah.
Wow. That was actually an intelligent, well-thought-out response.
Yeah, it clearly had no right being in this Facebook string of comments, that's for sure.
Exactly.